Al Sharon joining us here on The Drive. Al, how are you?
Very good, very good. How about you guys?
Doing well, thanks. Yeah, it was a pleasure to get down there, meet Gareth Reese yesterday, and two of the best. I think it's the two best. I know you probably don't want to toot your own horn, but probably the two best Canadians in the history of rugby. That was pretty cool for me to experience that yesterday.
Well, it was great to see you, AJ, and it was great to see everyone from the rugby community that came out. And certainly at the press conference, it was great to see the stadium and where the game's going to be played on that Sunday. It's going to be awesome for Canadian boys to play in a great stadium like that. And the French Barbarians will certainly bring an element of skill and talent to the field that will be exciting for the fans to watch.
All right, tickets go on sale tomorrow, Thursday, May the 19th. Tell us what it means for, you know, Canada and the French Barbarians to be having a match at TD Place.
Well, it's been a long time coming. You know, I think Canada had played some matches back in the early 80s into the 70s when Lansdowne was in its original stature, so to speak, with natural grass. When TD Place was redone, unfortunately, the turf didn't allow for us to play rugby or international rugby on there. They've changed the turf in the recent years, and so now it's all approved. So very excited about that. So the team is going to be really excited to play in the national capital in a great stadium like TD Place, and hopefully get a good crowd behind them. And like I said, the French bring a lot of flair, and the Barbarian style is champagne rugby, where they tend to run and pass the ball a little bit more liberally than they might in a normal type game. So it should be an exciting one for rugby enthusiasts, but certainly all sporting enthusiasts. So if you're hesitant about coming out because you don't know anything about rugby, I do recommend you coming out and taking in the game. As you know, the atmosphere in the stadium can be great. You know, hopefully a nice sunny day. Great rugby on the pitch, and everyone will have an enjoyable time and hopefully get some new fans.
For those that don't know, Al, tell us about the French Barbarians. We know France is a great rugby country. They just won the Six Nations, edging out Ireland and England, amongst others, for that. So tell us who the French Barbarians are.
Yeah, so the original was the British Barbarians, and it's the version is, it's not necessarily their national team, but there can be national team members on there. A lot of times it's some up-and-coming players who haven't quite made the national or have made the national team in the past and perhaps are out of favor at the time. And then they pick from other countries as well. So there could be some All Blacks on there, could be some Aussies, some Springboks. It depends on who really is available. I believe France is touring at the same time, so there might not be as many of the star players that people might recognize as far as names go, but there's a lot of great up-and-coming French players that will go on to play for France for years to come on that side. So, it's an all-star type team, and they're free to pick from all over the world, but generally they'll be picking from some young up-and-coming French players and perhaps some, like I said, some French players who are out of favor.
Where is Canada right now as far as, you know, where they want to be in the development of some of the players?
Well, unfortunately, Canada had a bad run of results, and unfortunately, we're not going to the next World Cup. That's actually in France. But we're on the road to now try to get some great games like this game against French Barbarians under our belt to give our players some experience and playing in front of hopefully a big crowd, playing at a high level. So Canada's always had some really great athletes and some teams. Unfortunately, the results haven't always gone our way. And unfortunately, we came up a little bit short, and for the first time ever, we will not be going to the Rugby World Cup. As I mentioned, it's in 2023 in France.
Where do you think the sport is going just worldwide? Because you've got, you know, this is going to be regular 15s, which is traditional rugby union, but you've got rugby sevens. Of course, our Canadian women have done really well in rugby sevens internationally. Where do you kind of see the sport going when it comes to 15s and sevens and just the different types of rugby that you see?
Well, certainly rugby goes in peaks and valleys in regards to our success and our popularity. But, you know, I think rugby's on the rise in the country and certainly in North America. I'm not sure if you saw the news a week or two ago that the USA has got a Rugby World Cup coming to them in 2031, I believe it is, and then in 2033. So both men's and women's World Cups coming to the States, which is going to do a great deal of service to both Canada and the U.S. as far as popularity goes and getting rugby really, really on the map. I think rugby is a very popular sport around the world. It's not as big as soccer, as you well know, but all the countries play it, and certainly sevens is a version of 15s rugby, as I mentioned to you yesterday. You know, I would compare a sevens kind of like three-on-three basketball. There's a bit more space out there and a little bit more action. You said, you know, our women's sevens team has done very well. Our men's sevens team has done fairly well as well. But it'd be wrong not to mention our women's 15s team. They're a force to be reckoned with, and they have a Rugby World Cup coming up for them in New Zealand this year. So there's a lot of talented players in Canada, both women and men. But we just need to get the structure certainly right for our men and get them back on winning form. And I'm hopeful that come 2027, the Rugby World Cup will be one that Canada will be present in as well.
What does it mean to you to be match ambassador in your hometown of a match like this?
Oh, well, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, I'm immensely proud to be a Canadian. I'm immensely proud to come from Ottawa. I'm very privileged and proud to represent my club, the Ottawa Irish, internationally by playing for Canada. You know, I got to see the world by playing rugby. Very, very lucky. Got to see my country. There's no way I would have seen the places I have without playing the sport of rugby. So I owe a lot to the sport, but I owe a lot to my high school that got me into playing rugby, which was Hillcrest, and then the Ottawa Irish, playing at a level of rugby that allowed me to blossom as a player and certainly get selectors looking at me and being able to take my opportunity and go on to play. So you know, I'm very privileged. I'm very lucky in that manner. And so now to be an ambassador for this game is pretty cool. I have to admit, I'd much rather be playing than watching. I certainly do miss playing. And to play in a venue like TD Place, that's awesome. I'm so happy that this game is coming about. And I want to thank OSEG and everyone that has made this happen.
You mentioned to me yesterday you almost ended up playing for the French Barbarians, and as you told us off the hop, you know, obviously they're able to take players from everywhere. So maybe how did that come about, and your possibility to play with the French Barbarians that never happened?
Yeah, it was. I had played for the British Barbarians before, and it was in the training. I think the newspaper got it wrong today, but in the training before Canada played France here in Ottawa, where we had a famous win over France, some people from the French Barbarian selection approached me and said, you know, we'd like you to play in this game, which was coming up in the fall. And it was a game that was celebrating the 50th anniversary of the liberation of Paris. And it was going to be between the British Barbarians and the French Barbarians. And I said, you know, I'd be very honored to play, but, you know, I've already been asked by the British Barbarian team to play. Having never played for French Barbarians, it kind of stung not to be able to accept it. But I'd already given my word to play for the other team. And it's too bad because we ended up losing to the French Barbarians in that game. But it was an exciting game, and it was right in Paris, and it was fun to be part of. And you know, playing in that kind of on those teams, you know, you get to play, rub shoulders against guys that you would normally play against or see on TV. So very neat to play with you know, the likes of a John Eales, or play against a guy like David Campese, play. I can't remember all the guys on the roster right now off the hop here, but it was a really cool experience to play in that game. And unfortunately, like I said, I never got to play for the French Barbarians after that game. But it was cool to be. It was a pretty cool story and pretty cool to have been asked to play by both teams in one game.
And Ottawa has hosted numerous internationals here, especially at Twin Elm Park. I mean, I was at the Fiji game a few years back, and it was just an awesome game to be at. But you touched on it a little bit. To play at TD Place, what does that mean just, for rugby and to have, not necessarily on a bigger stage, but a different stage with the opportunity to welcome a bigger crowd if it's a good day, and hopefully you can maybe get something bigger than you would, say, at Twin Elm Park?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for us to be, if we want, the world, the sporting world, the media, the companies that we're trying to attract, the sponsors, if we want to get that, we have to play on the big stage. And, as much as I love Twin Elm Park, it's way out there. We're now playing in a professional stadium, a stadium where it's very easy for people to get to. You got all the, all the bars and restaurants set up right around there. It leads the atmosphere before game and the atmosphere after game is perfectly set for football matches or soccer matches at TD Place, and the same rings true for rugby. And so to play at a stadium like Ottawa, I'm very envious. I'd love to have done that. I played some great stadiums around the world, but I was unfortunate that I didn't play in many of the stadiums here in Canada. We just didn't have that that market at the time to be able to do that. So we were playing in smaller grounds in Ottawa. So I am very envious of the players to be able to play in a stadium like this. And it just kind of shows you where the sport is going in Canada. And, with the Toronto Arrows, our professional rugby team that plays in the U.S. League, they're also raising the bar as well. So I'm very excited for the younger generation of rugby players that are coming up. It's certainly a sport that can open up a lot of doors, travel the world, job opportunities, and certainly can make a lot of money. A little too late for me, but it was I was very blessed to have played both in the amateur and the professional era. And the unfortunate part I would say is that I never got to play here in Ottawa at a stadium like TD Place.
Well, there'll be a great crowd on hand to see you be the match ambassador, and then Canada take on the French Barbarians. The game is July 10th at TD Place. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Thursday, May the 19th. Al, are you still playing?
No, I can barely run.
I was just going to say, you had so many matches, 76 for Canada, and for what you've been able to do, I can imagine you wanting to get out there, but it'll be great for a lot of people just to see you out there as the match ambassador. We really appreciate the time today.
Well, listen, thanks very much for the opportunity and to be able to promote the game, promote the sport of rugby. It's certainly is a great sport and some great people involved in it. And I want to thank all the coaches and administrators that do such a great job about getting our kids in the high school and the clubs out there. They're the unsung heroes out there that do a great job. And certainly it was coaches that I had that introduced me to the sport and allowed me to have the life and the career that I had. So I do want to wish them the best. I'm now working for a company called Arvizi. And again, there's I alluded to it before about getting jobs through rugby. This is another job that I've gotten through a rugby connection. So I'm very happy to be working for a company like Arvizi at the moment, and also doing some stuff for Rugby Canada as well.
All right. Thanks, Al, for the time.
Thanks, Al.
Okay. Thank you, guys.